Adler Planetarium. I always love this because they always say it's a rare astronomical event. And Michelle, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the media. Michelle Nichols is the director of public observing at the Adler Planetarium. Just because it seems like there are a lot of these events, and I think we're just more aware. And we always like to turn to you because I don't want to miss something cool. And there is something cool that we're going to see in the night sky tomorrow night, right?
Correct. Yes. And, you know, yeah, you are more aware of it. People want you to click on a story, so yeah. The word rare kind of loses its meaning. But this one kind of is a little rare. So, yeah, what's going to happen is called an occultation. The moon travels around the Earth. Well, occasionally it passes in front of more distant bright things. And in this case, it's the planet Mars. And so that's going to be pretty neat because you don't need anything special in order to see this. And that's tomorrow night just after 9 o'clock.
I love how you break it down and make it simple for most of us to understand, because sometimes you can get into these really in-depth articles. I'm like, what? Just tell me I can see Mars.
You know? Right. Or in this case, you can't see Mars. So, right. Yeah, the moon's going to slide in front of Mars in our area, in the Chicago area, right around, well, it kind of depends on where you are, but start looking a little after 9 p.m. Where the Adler is, 9:09 p.m. And it'll take about a minute for the moon to totally cover Mars completely. It'll slowly fade out. And then about an hour later, about 10:03 p.m. where the Adler is, a little bit earlier if you're out west, a little bit later if you're out east, Mars will reappear again and on the other side of the moon. It's pretty cool.
That's fun, and I'm hoping for clear skies now because that will make it all that more visible. And are there other planets that we're going to be able to see that are visible to the naked eye as we get further into December?
Yes. So we've got about the week of Christmas, so about starting right around Christmas Day, a little before, and then till the end of the month or so, the beginning of January, you'll see all five naked eye visible planets in the sky at the same time just after sunset. So Mercury and Venus will be low in the southwestern sky. Then you've got Saturn a little higher up, Jupiter a little higher up than that, and then Mars over to the over toward the east. So, yeah, we'll have a short while till Mercury and Venus set that you'll be able to see all five visible planets just after sunset.
Oh, that's fun. And you can always check out the Adler Planetarium's website, right, for stargazers who are really into this?
Absolutely. And we've got our Skywatch Wednesdays little videos that my colleague Nick puts out, and they're on the Adler's YouTube channel. And you can go on there, and he's got visualizations and stuff where you can see some of these things as to what they might look like in the sky. And we will be on tomorrow night from the observatory live on YouTube starting at 9 o'clock. And hopefully we'll get to see the occultation as well. If so, we're going to show it on our YouTube channel.
Oh, I love that, Michelle. I love your job. Michelle is the director of public observing at the Adler Planetarium. I'm just too much of a novice. So, and I know this is an off-the-cuff question, but you know all those apps where you can hold it up to the sky and it tells you what star is there a good one or one that you think is better than others? Or
The best one is the one you actually use. We say the same thing about telescopes, too. The best one is the one you'll use. So, but one that I know a lot of folks have out there is Starwalk or Starwalk 2. That's a decent one. I like Sky Safari just because it has more more info, but I need a lot of more of that background info as well. There's another one that has a web version, a downloadable version for your computer, and a phone version, and it's called Stellarium. So there's a variety of them out there, and there's some that are free and there's some that have a fee. But just try them out. If you don't like it, go to the next one. There's no reason why you have to keep the app if you don't like it.
And Michelle, is Venus the bright planet that we keep seeing? Is that the one that we always see that's visible to our eye?
No, Venus, just like the rest of the planets, as Venus goes around the sun, sometimes it's in the same direction of the sky as the sun, so you might not see it, but Venus would be visible either in the early evening just after sunset or the early morning just before sunrise. But there are periods of time where we won't see it. But the one that's been visible to the south, kind of after sunset, That's Jupiter. So if you're wondering what that kind of bright one was, yeah. Mars is over to its left. That's the orange one.
Right, because Jupiter is, everybody's always like, look at that. What's that?
What's that? Yeah, look at that bright thing. Yeah.
Okay, so tell everybody how we can watch you and your cohorts tomorrow night for the rare astronomical event at the Adler.
Yeah, so the Adler's YouTube channel, youtube.com/Adler Planetarium. We'll be on at 9 p.m. Just you can watch, or if you're signed in to YouTube, you can interact with us via the chat. Ask us questions. Say hi. We'd love to see everybody's comments. So you can see me and my colleague Hunter from the observatory live tomorrow night from 9 o'clock till just after 10.
I'm sending in a question. Thank you for jumping on the show.
Oh, anytime. Anytime. Thank you.
We're going to check in with Robert Sherman. He's our News Nation correspondent. He is in Georgia. Yes, it's the face-off for the Senate seat in Georgia. And then you're going to meet Julianne Sitch, University of Chicago's men's soccer coach, first woman to coach a men's soccer team to the NCAA title. That's after Steve's news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.